Hi, I'm Arthur Germain. Welcome to the Brand Telling Podcast. I get asked a question a lot, and that question is a real simple one. What is a brand? And everybody has a different point of view. Designers often say it's your corporate identity, including your logo, your colors, your typefaces, your image choice. If you're in promotions, promotion people will say it's the way you display and share your brand via clothing, printed materials, and handouts. Every local business organization will tell you it's how you promote yourself via their sponsorship opportunities. And digital marketers will say it has something to do with your online reputation. Now, they're not all wrong, but they're not entirely correct either. For me, whether it's your personal brand or your company brand, it's about the promise that you're making to your intended audience. It's the way that you convey your mission, your vision, and your values, and how that impacts your intended audience. This is different from how the brand looks or what type of printed products you hand out at a trade show. In a way, this view of the brand impacts everything you do. Does that make sense? Let's look at a few examples. Apple promises tech you can use that fits into your lifestyle. For a creator, that might mean a comfortable tool that they can use that doesn't change the way that they create at all. McDonald's, don't laugh, but McDonald's promises a quick, filling, and consistent hot meal you can rely on when you're on the go. No matter where you go, you know what you're going to get from McDonald's. For a busy mom or dad, that might mean something they can pick up for the family on the way home. Nike promises performance in their activewear. For an athlete, that might mean an extra few seconds shaved off their time on the track, or it could mean a little bit more distance on a throw. And Amazon, well, they promise everything you need as soon as you need it. And for an apartment owner, a new apartment owner, that might mean getting all their bathroom and bedroom supplies as soon as they've moved in and not before. So that's a lot of packages that can be delivered after they're inside and not from their old home and have to be carted with them. You see where I'm going? The brand statement here is all about how the brand promise is relevant and resonates with the intended audience. Think for a moment about your brand and what it means to your intended audience. What does it mean from their point of view? Not yours, but theirs. How will it deliver a positive impact? Can it deliver a surprise? What do I mean? Remember that first time that you stayed at a really nice luxury hotel with a turndown service, and you came into the room and your bed was turned down and there was a little chocolate on the pillow? Do you remember that surprise? That kind of stays with you, that feeling. It stays with you forever. Quick story. The first time that my wife and I took our girls to Disney World, when we purchased something in a gift shop in the park, one of the staff offered to have it delivered directly to our room. I was floored. This is the first time I'd heard that. I said, sure, absolutely. That's a great idea. Now, of course, if you're cynical, you might say, well, sure, this is a great way for them to get more sales in the park, that they can sell more items because they're carting it back to your room and you're not going to say anything to get back and you go, what the hell did we buy in the park all day? But, you know, look at it again from the perspective of the busy, overwhelmed parents who are already toting multiple kids, backpacks, bags, strollers, sunblocker, water, and whatever else they need. If Winnie the Pooh can be waiting at the room, it's one less thing to carry, right? I am all for it, and you're all for it too. That becomes part of the Disney World brand promise, a magic time in the park. I'm Arthur Germain, and this is the Brand Telling Podcast. Please check back and join me next time. If you'd like to discuss ways to improve your professional services brand story, book a brief introductory call to see if I can help. My URL is meeting.brandtelling.com. Thanks very much.